This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi! With Nozza.
With your vintage music coming through satellites while cruising, you're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing. It's enough just to make you feel crazy, crazy, crazy. Sometimes it's enough.
locked into FUBAR Radio right now. I'm Harriet Rose, and I'm joined by
Nozza. You're joined by Nozza.
Nozza is here with us. How's it going?
It's going all right.
You're not feeling very well, are you?
I'm feeling a bit bunged up, and I'm a bit pissed off with old Doris.
My fault. Sorry, guys. You might not have heard Tom then because I didn't put his mic up.
We'll do that.
Want to hog the limelight. It's my show and you're not allowed to talk.
Hi, it's Nozza here. feeling a bit bunged up.
Hello.
Not a fan of this Doris storm. Fucking my trains as well. So
yeah, so he's in a big old mood because he got late for his train and he's got a cold. Basically, he's being an absolute man.
I'm not in a mood, Harriet. I'm actually really happy to be here.
He came in and went, I've only eaten a soup today. I was like, okay, no, that's quite normal.
Eating a soup.
Are you grammatically correcting me?
No, I'm terrible with grammar. But yeah, I'm feeling good to be here. I'm glad I got here on time. I was a bit worried at one stage of the journey that I wasn't going to be here, but now I'm here. And you're looking very fresh today, considering you were out partying all night.
Yes, I've got a lot of makeup on, Tom.
Okay.
The pros of being a woman. Well, actually, no, because women and men wear makeup, but you don't.
I don't.
Why not?
Well, when I was in the bands back in the day, I used to wear a bit of guy liner.
Yeah, I like guy liner. But genuinely, most of my male friends wear makeup. I think it's very fair that men should be able to wear makeup as well, because we're allowed to make ourselves look better when we've had a night where we're up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
And, well, you know, one day maybe I feel comfortable enough to wear makeup.
Well, you can't really tell. Can you tell that I'm wearing makeup? Don't be rude. Anyway, yes, I was at the Brits last night. I wasn't at the actual Brits. I was at the Brits after parties. Every single one, it seems, I decided to go to.
Yeah. It looks pretty from your Instagram story, which I was, you know...
Watching.
Keeping up to date with what you're doing.
Well, I was trying... You were stalking me.
Well,
that's pretty creepy. Pretty creepy.
Being supportive from afar.
Yeah, we've got a lovely show today, haven't we?
We have. It's full of frolics.
Full. Pete Gardner's coming in a hot minute. Iman is going to be joining us in the studio a little bit later. Pigeon Detective's on the phone. And day before yesterday, I had a chat with Post Malone, who is one hell of a human, I must say. And we had a chat about a lot of things, predominantly Weatherspoons and how much he loves Weatherspoons.
I'm a big fan of Weatherspoons.
He also drank his first legal drink in Weatherspoons, because, you know, obviously in America they can't drink until they're 21.
Yeah.
So he's just 21.
Oh, okay.
He's the he's the third most streamed artist in America, in the whole of America, behind Justin Bieber and The Weeknd.
That is mental.
Yeah, it's insane.
Okay.
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 Okay, mate.
No, because I mean, I don't know much of his stuff, but after you said you interviewed him, I listened to some of his stuff, and I liked it.
It's really good. His album Stony is what... So that catapulted him to be the top, one of the top three streamed artists. He toured with Justin Biebs.
That's a weird mix.
No, it actually isn't. Because Justin Bieber's quite into sort of hip-hop and actually runs in those circles.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah, I'm learning.
I kind of like today that you, when you've got a cold, just sound a little bit like Alan Partridge. Like, hey guys, welcome to the radio.
Nozza's Love Asylum.
Yeah, I actually think you should try and talk like that all the time if you can. If you could, it would be beneficial for me.
Gotcha.
It would make me feel better about myself if I can laugh at your radio voice. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tom Nozza.
No, I'm going to talk like me.
Okay, you just talk like a normal person. Are you excited for our guests today?
I am. I did my research, listened to the tracks and everything like that. And
we've got some exciting people coming in today.
A live performance as well at 4:30.
I know. I'm really... This is going to be your first live performance in the studio. I mean, you're not going to hopefully do anything.
I might do some backing vocals.
I really hope that you don't.
Well,
you'll see.
Hey.
So that's happening later, and we'll see how Nozza reacts when he sees someone singing live.
I'm excited.
Have you been to a gig before?
I think I've been to a couple gigs in my life.
Are you sure?
One or two.
Also, we've got music news and reviews coming, where we're going to be talking to you a bit about the Brit Awards. Plus, we're going to be telling you about some exciting news from Community Festival, which we're going to be talking about. It's happening on Saturday, the 1st of July. We're also going to be talking about MIA. We're going to be talking about Lovebox. And we're going to be talking about hip-hop gigs that are coming up in the next month.
And the venues where they're going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to have the venues this time.
Check us out.
Whoa. Pow, 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 pow. We need some more like button pressing stuff. In fact, we should make sure. Here's one.
Good job, B.
We're doing good today.
We are.
Good job, B.
I wanted to play that to you as well for getting into work today to come and do this radio show. Because he was having a right old paddy. I don't know if we're going to make it.
Where am I from?
I don't know.
You sound like
Coronation
Victoria
Street.
Wood.
Oh, I love Victoria Wood. Me and Nat love Victoria Wood. We spend a lot of time talking about her on this show, actually. She's a babe.
Well, not anymore.
Because
I'm here.
Yeah, now you're here. We don't talk about anything but you.
No, just about me and my colds, my flus.
Me. Shall we play some music?
Yes, please.
I thought we should play... Noz has got a bit of a story from the Brits last night about these chaps. And I've got another one that I wanted to talk to him about. So we're going to do this thing where we talk back and forth about a subject. And that subject's going to be related to the next song I play.
That's very clever and just...
I wanted to make it sound like I'm really clever then.
The segue is... Oh.
Whoa! Oh. Here she is. So yeah, this is going to be a song by the 1975. I don't know if you've heard of them. It's their song By Your Side. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm not afraid to die. 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Nah. Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things he used to do to me? I swear I know you do. Did I bother? Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to deny the hurt and the lies and all of the things you did to me. I swear I know you did.
That is Anne Marie.
Yeah.
That's
quite good.
She has. I like Anne Marie a lot. She's featured on a lot of big bangers, including Clean Bandit, which was at number one for 10 weeks and number one in 10 countries on Christmas Day.
It's a lot of tens.
10, 10, 10. 10, 10, 10.
10, 10, 10.
What do you think, 10, 10, 10? Should we do a bit of music news and reviews?
Oh, please.
Music news and reviews.
So, I'm going to kick off today because we've got a big bit of Brits chat that we're going to be doing. But first, I'd like to talk to you guys about a festival called Community, which has got an absolutely slayer lineup. Slayer, because tell you for why. I was going to make a rhyme about slayers and slaves, but it didn't work. Slaves are playing.
Oh, I think you'd say Slayer was playing. That would have
been good.
But it wouldn't be good because Slayer.
No, Slaves are better.
Yeah.
Catfishing the Bottlemen, The Wombats, Nothing But Thieves, The Hunter, Dahlia, Fickle Friends, Red Faces, basically loads of really a mixture of sort of like massive artists like Catfishing the Bottlemen and then up and comers who are sort of paving the way in the music industry. And it's happening on Saturday the 1st of July. Tickets are on sale now and they're only £35.
Cheap as chips.
Have you been to the festival before?
I haven't been to that festival before. I haven't even heard of the festival before, to be honest, but it sounds like an amazing lineup.
You haven't been. I'll tell you why. Because I knew you'd be lying if you said you had.
Because it's the first
time. It's brand new.
Well, there you go. You nearly tripped me up.
I was trying to mug you off because you're ill. So I was like, I'm going to trip you up and make you feel like a dick.
No, well, it sounds like for a first lineup ever, that is a very strong lineup.
It's completely brand new and it's in Finsbury Park.
Okay.
Have you been to Finsbury Park?
I was stuck there on the train just now.
Oh, okay. Well, have you been outside in Finsbury Park?
I swanned around there.
Well, basically,
times.
I've been there.
It's cool.
Really nice. Gosh, this guy. Wireless Festival was once at Finsbury Park, and it's just it's got a really nice vibe music-wise. It's but when music is going down there, it is quite buzzy. A lot of young people around dancing, singing, being jovial.
It's like Fame.
Yeah, it's like a bit like Footloose, you know, when the ban is lifted and suddenly everyone's dancing and singing in Finsbury Park.
Sounds like the best thing ever.
I think so. And also, the lineup is sick. Have you ever seen Slaves live?
I haven't seen them live.
Alive? I've only seen them dead.
I've only seen them dead. I've seen footage of them live going in the crowds and whatnot. And they look like
they are so good. Nat and I actually went to watch them. And Abby, who's looking at me with weird eyes.
Oh.
Abby with loving eyes.
Weird eyes.
She's just kind of side-eyeing me. Oh. Abby, Nat and I went to watch them when we went to Reading Festival last year with FUBAR Radio. They were insanely good.
What stage were they?
And in fact, we went to see them twice. At Reading Festival. Yeah, we did. No, twice, because we went to see the secret one as well. There was a secret gig, and then there was a main gig.
What stage were they on? Main stage?
They were on a main stage, and then they did a tiny little gig in this little tent. Around
That's
the corner.
Cool.
But they stage dive, they get out. They're just like really fun.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious bunch of guys, basically. I've never seen Catfish and the Bottlemen, have you? I think they'd
I
be
really
good live.
I would love to, because I do really, really like that band. But I've heard very good things of them live, and I would probably go in the pit for them.
Well, should we go down to the community festival together then? Hold hands,
please.
And stuff.
No, I'll be there.
Can we hold hands?
For a while.
For a while. Anyway, you guys should get down. The tickets are only £35. Literally, you can't pay that to go to one of these people.
Exactly, yeah.
So to pay that and go to all of them, and plus there's more acts being announced. This was only, by the way, this was literally only announced on Monday, the festival. So we're getting this hot off the press.
I definitely will be going to that.
Yeah, and the tickets are available now, so go and buy them. www.communityfestival.london. London. Now, should we have a little chat about the Brits?
Yes, please.
That happened last night.
It sure did.
It sure diddly do. We just played a bit of the 1975, and last night they performed at the Brits, and they did this thing where, and I don't know actually if you know what they did. While they were performing, on the television flashed up quotes of things, I think things that people have said about them, mean things.
Okay.
Like, what a bunch of knobs, etc. Literally that, but obviously not swearing, because I don't think you can swear, because they kept bleeping out Skepta's performance, so I'm assuming swearing isn't allowed. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean...
They were being ironic, I think, but I actually thought it had been hacked for a minute, but then it happened all the way through, so I was like, either the hacker's amazing and the Brits are just not bothered by the fact they're being hacked, or it's the 1975.
Well, they're a band that people love to hate, and I think that...
Yeah, and also they're doing really well, so... I mean...
Yeah, I think it's just very much Matt Healy. He's just a bit of a character, isn't he?
He is, but I think he's, you know, why not?
No, why not? Yeah, but the thing I was going to mention was I saw a very cringy video of... One thing I really don't like at award ceremonies is when rock bands try and be really, oh, we're rock. Like,
I'm always like that at award ceremonies. I'm like, rock on!
But just like dropping the mic
on.
And doing that stuff and like just being...
Like the guy from the Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
We were talking about that earlier.
Exactly.
That was, yeah.
But this was like a video on someone was filming under a table at the Brits, and it was Matt and one of the other members, and they appeared to be smoking weed.
Under the table?
Yeah, under the table.
At the actual Brits?
Yes, and then the camera went up from under the table and revealed the whole room. So, I mean, I'm not one to overly recognise the weeds, but it looked as if it was that, and they were doing that there. So it's kind of a bit like, do you really need to do that there? Like, is it like just doing that to be the whole, like, we're badass?
The only thing about that, yeah, is some people might not want to smell that.
Exactly, but maybe that's why they're doing it under the table, because they've got all the cloth and the cloaking of the thing, and hotbox, maybe they're hotboxing it.
I mean, that's quite rock star.
That is pretty, actually, they are so rock and roll.
That is pretty rock and roll, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm pretty rock and rolled by that.
I've gone 180 on them now.
Yeah, you've literally flipped completely.
I will follow them to the end of the earth.
So tweet us at FUBAR Radio what you thought about the Brits' 1975 performance, and also the fact that they potentially may or may not have smoked marijuana under the table of their table. Under the table of their table. Other stuff happened, like Skepta didn't win, but he was against David Bowie, which I think is a difficult one, because obviously David Bowie's amazing. And did you see he posted a photo on Instagram the day before the Brits, a picture of David Bowie being like, thank you for everything.
That's nice.
I know, I love Skepta so much.
So yeah, I mean, like, it was one of those things where I'm sure to lose to David Bowie, it's a nice way for him to
You can't
lose.
Say Bowie normally, Bowie. Can you?
Well, because people say Bowie or Bowie, and I'm very conscious of
Bowie.
That.
Bowie. I think Nat says Bowie. Do you say Bowie or Bowie?
David Bowie.
She says Bowie. She says Bowie.
Bowie. Okay.
I say Bowie.
To lose to David Bowie is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But I was really... I can tell you a couple of things. I was upset that Stormzy didn't win.
Yeah.
And I was upset that Skepta didn't win, but he was also nominated in that same category. I was pleased that Little Mix won. I think they deserved to win because they've been, it's their first ever Brit Award, and they are, I think, the best female girl group of our generation.
People, guys alike, girls and girls alike, like them.
What did you just say?
Guys and girls alike both like Little Mix, I find.
Yes,
people get really into the songs, and it's like one of those rare groups where people just get into them. So I'm happy for them to win. I'd approve of that win.
I agree. International male solo Drake, I think that's good. Although Leonard Cohen for me would have been the one, because I'm a big fan of Leonard Cohen. I think Drake wouldn't have minded losing to Leonard. Drake wouldn't have minded
losing to Leonard.
Drake wouldn't have minded losing to Leonard, I don't think.
I mean, I would rather Bon Iver winning, but
yeah, I like Bon Iver as well.
But
I like Bon Iver as well.
Well, I mean, you're cool as well, but
what do you think about One Direction winning when they're not a band anymore?
They've won enough. They've done enough. Like,
but they won against, it was really weird because Little Mix, One Direction and Zayn were all in the same award category. Zayn was not happy about not winning either. I can tell you that for free. I texted him, you see.
Oh, did
I said,
you?
Zayn, how do you feel about... I WhatsApped him. Zayn, hey babe, how do you feel about not winning?
He just put a sad face.
He just put sad emojis and crying emojis and then sent a sound bite of him crying.
Oh.
You know, like those sound bites you can send.
Yeah. Zayn.
Yeah, it was pretty legit.
You really don't use WhatsApp, do you?
No.
You don't, do you?
I hate WhatsApp.
It's my thing.
Skepta's shutdown was completely ruined by the fact that they kept muting out his pussy, the word pussy. That's ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Is that a swear word?
Some people say pisses. So I mean, if piss is, pussy is.
No, sorry, are you saying wee and vagina are the same things?
No, I'm saying that if it's considered a swear word, that then
piss is different. Piss off. Piss is half of piss off.
It is, but I mean,
but that's a swear word. Like pussy is a cat.
Yeah, but he's not referring to it as a cat, is he? I mean, that's the point.
Yeah, but when you can say bitch on telly if you're talking about a dog.
You can. And you can say tit if you're talking about a blue tit.
You can.
But you probably wouldn't bleep out tit, would you?
Imagine. Blue. And here we have a blue boop. That would be very good. Ed Sheeran brought on Stormzy to do Shape of You, which was really good.
They've been all over social media being buddy-buddy there recently, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. So. Producer Abby guessed it. She knew it was going to happen.
She had a feeling.
She had the foresight.
In her weird eyes.
I've made out that Abby's got weird eyes now, haven't I? Yeah. She's got really normal eyes. Look at her. She just winked at me. Creepy little Abby winking through the glass.
With all three of her eyes.
Chris Martin performed A Different Corner in tribute to George Michael. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
It was interesting. I like Chris Martin a lot. It was an interesting tribute. I thought, I really miss George Michael, genuinely. I think it's affected the music industry more than I think people realised. It's really sort of gone through people because he was so young. And he was a proper British icon, I think.
Yeah, and like all these things came out about him afterwards, all the people that really looked up to him, as well as all the nice stuff he did.
And that's the thing, is this stuff that he used to do, that he'd be say, he'd contractually say, do not tell anyone that I'm giving all this money to charity, doing this charity work, coming in on a Sunday and just doing this, because he had no, that I have the ultimate respect for someone who can do that and not brag about it.
Whereas if you did it, you'd be posting it everywhere.
Basically, I would be live Snapchatting it for the whole, look at me go, look at me go. So I went to the after parties. I went to Warner after first. Oh. I saw Mike Skinner in the flesh. Nat's enjoying that in the other room. Yes, he is very good looking in real life. I also saw Brooklyn Bloomin' Beckham.
With his broken arm?
He's got a broken arm. He looked so terrified and sweet. Aww. He's very young, and it was a very room full of people, and everyone is going up to him and grabbing and being like, hey Brooklyn, how's it going? So he did look quite scared at all times, but he looked sweet as pie. He looked like he'd be a real sweetie. Dua Lipa performed there. You don't know who Dua Lipa is?
Well, wait, I did that so people didn't know I didn't know him.
Jesus. But oh, right, so you did it silently so that I didn't know.
I think you'd point
and
it out.
And I ruined it. Sorry, babe. Sorry.
I dig the tracks. She is very good.
Yeah.
Cool. I like the one about...
Harder Than Hell. You
I
know
like
that
about
one.
Love.
You like what?
The song she does about love.
Yes.
And Heartbreak, which I often think is hard to write about, but she's done it very well.
Do you think the Heartbreak is hard to write about? Because I think... Everyone writes about
heartbreak. Sometimes it's hard when you actually really mean
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's hard. It's sometimes hard.
Exactly. But no, what else happened to these after parties?
I saw Wiley. I physically bumped into Wiley accidentally. Saw Skepta. He was wearing sunglasses. He performed at the after party I was at. He did a party. And then we went to the Universal party where Ray jumped on and sang with, I can't remember what he's, Jonas Blue. So he was DJing and she jumped on and sang live while he was DJing, just after Grimmy DJed. It was just a lot of fun. Katy Perry was there and I missed her by seconds. She's a very pretty girl, isn't she?
Would you have had a word?
I'd have said hi.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie, how's it going, babes? I would have said it like that. 100%.
Like Jessie the Cowgirl.
I'm just trying to think if there was any, I think Brooklyn Beckham was the most wow person that I saw, because I was like, I've always wanted to look at him in real life because he's just so prolific in the media.
Is he quite tall?
No, he's like a normal sized person, I would say. Like average height. Yeah, I would say slightly smaller than you.
Whoa.
Mm.
Well, watch out, Brooklyn. I don't know why.
Why? Because you're going to try and steal his girls?
Just going to go.
He's 17.
I'm a little bit taller than you, Brooklyn.
Are you picking on a 17-year-old?
I'm not picking on him. Just watch your back, Brooklyn.
Don't threaten Brooklyn, please. Or do, if you want.
I will, and I shall.
Oh, I saw... who else did I see? Steph London. Love Steph London. Steph London is a rapper who we play on the show. She was actually our... Artist of the Month, I think. One of our Artists of the Month. She's amazing. We're going to hope to get her on the show soon.
That'd be cool.
We play her all the time. She's a complete babe. But it was a lot of fun. But basically, it's just a mass of people drinking and sort of writhing around.
Free booze.
Yeah.
What is the point where... Did you leave when it finished? Or did you have a moment where you're like, my night is done?
I tell you when it happened. When I realised I wanted to eat two burgers.
Ooh.
Which I did straight away.
I'm proud of you.
I went to McDonald's and I queued for 20 minutes at McDonald's and I had a McChicken sandwich meal. Bless you.
Thank you.
That's the most exciting part of the Brits last night, guys, me having a McChicken sandwich meal. I thought I would also give you some information about some events that are coming up that I thought you might like.
I would love for you to do that.
This one specifically is for Nozza because he's such a big Beyonce fan. Beyonce brunch is a thing that's happening every month now in the Ace Hotel. The next one is on the 26th of February.
Every month?
Yep. And wow. But you don't actually have brunch with Beyonce, sadly. But you are in the room listening to Beyonce whilst having unlimited Prosecco and nice food. So you can go if you like.
Are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go.
I think you should go.
I'm going to go. Are you going to go?
I'm not going to go.
No, you're not going to go. I've also got a list of the best hip-hop and grime gigs that are coming up in the next month. Well, not the this is just a selection, because obviously there's loads going on, but we thought you'd just give you five food for thought hip-hop gigs that you can go and check out. Hip-hop and grime. The Weeknd is playing on the Tuesday, the 7th of March. Fan of The Weeknd, Nozza?
At the O2. I am. I can move to his music.
I'm a star boy.
You are a star boy.
Thank you. Eyes. Drake is playing at the O2 on the 20th of March. Again, he's coming back. This guy.
He loves the UK, doesn't he?
He does, actually. I was surprised he wasn't at the awards last night to BH. TBH, mate.
And Stormzy is going to be playing the O2 Academy.
He is, in Brixton. Little Yachty is going to the Coco Camden Friday the 24th of Feb. And Bad Bad Not Good is at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town on Wednesday the 31st. So it's a bit of a good month. And also there's loads of stuff going on. We're going to keep every week, we're going to keep giving you more exciting stuff, telling you about things. Community Festival, go and get your tickets now.
£35.
I know, why not? Literally, why not?
That's like a decent meal.
Yeah, not even a that's cheaper than a decent meal.
I mean, that's like a... Well, yeah.
That's like my McDonald's. How much my McDonald's cost last night?
Filet-O-Fish.
We're going to play a bit of Katy Perry now, because I know that that's Tom's favourite song.
I just dig her.
I dig her. Do you like this song?
Last week was the first time I heard it, and I did quite like it.
It's a banger. I think it's good. She did a bit of a... Apparently, her live show last night, she had two giant skeletons. One dressed in a suit, one dressed in a dress. And apparently they were meant to be Donald Trump and Theresa May. Because they were like... holding hands.
It had red tie. It had red tie on. It was very much.
Yeah,
was very.
She
much
does. She's very subtly, but cleverly political. She doesn't shove it down people's throats, but she's, you know, getting into their minds like an earworm.
So I saw like a documentary about Russell Brand and had her and him talking about things, and she was very tight-lipped about any real opinions.
But she has to be careful though, because
so why are you doing that then, Katie?
Because she's doing it subliminally, like Lady Gaga did with the halftime show. With your halftime show.
Yeah.
Right, let's go. Let's play some music. This is Chain to the Rhythm, Katy Perry featuring Skip Marley, who was there at the Brits last night.
Are you lonely? Up there in your my desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh, up in all your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up the lions.
Chained to the Rhythm featuring Skip Marley. Joining us in the studio is Pete Gardner. How's it going, babe?
How are you?
Very, very well. You're going to be singing live for us in a second, aren't
you? Well, I'm going to try.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. From your brand new album, Ashtray Black.
That's right, yeah.
So we're going to be having a chat about that afterwards. It's coming out on the 17th of March.
That's right, yeah.
And you're going to be playing Pretty Smiles for us, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a little play of one of the recorded tracks as well in a minute. But I think if you're ready, we should have a little sing-song. I mean, we won't have a sing-song. We're just going to let you do the sing-song.
Well, you can join in if you want.
Okay.
You know, the more the merrier.
I might do some backings.
All right, this is called Pretty Smiles. You ready?
Ready for it.
And you're somebody else's dear. And your taxi's almost here. And you look a little bit beautiful when your solid gold conscience is just aching to let you all the way down. And you're just another part of the weekend traffic now. But my pot of gold's just another mistake disguised in pretty smiles that likes to take my heart to hell and leave it there and walk away. And now it's all too late to realize why you and I smoke different brands of cigarettes out in the pouring rain. While I'm looking at you like a cross between a habit and a real bad day, don't break my heart. Just take it away, cause there's not enough time, too much to say, and I hate myself, so don't be surprised. I was falling in love with a ghost all damn night, yeah. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost. Well, I took a bus ride on a revelation. I paid the fare, got off, walked around, said thank you God for giving me something to write about and to sing about and to go on and on and on. It's my last time coming round here. There's nothing to achieve, and the wrong girl always needs you, and the right one always leaves. How come the days move like a heartbeat from the nights that you can't believe? And I'm stranded at the bottom of the end of the world, trying to translate half my dreams, but they all say nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night. Nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love, when you're falling in love. Oh, nah, it ain't easy, nah, it ain't easy when you're falling in love with a ghost all damn night, yeah. But you're somebody else's dear, and and your taxi's almost here.
Thank you.
Pete Gardner, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
That was Pretty Smiles from the brand new album Ashtray Black.
That's right.
So, let's kick off by having a little chat about that song. I think it would be apt, as you've just sung it. Are you okay to speak after you've just sung? I always think that about people who've just performed. They
well,
seem to
it's all right, because I just took a sip of water. I don't know if you noticed or not, so I'm all right to speak for the
You're
next,
fine.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You're not out of breath. I'd be out of breath if I had to give that much lung out.
Yeah, I'm out of breath after a lot of things, but not after singing a song.
So talk us through Pretty Smiles.
Well, it was written the morning after a very memorable evening with a woman.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I can say about that. Well, it was memorable for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
So a lot of your songs are taken directly from your sort of life and love and things that are going around you.
Yeah.
What's the best inspiration for your tracks, do you feel?
The best inspiration
like,
for my
tracks? Is it having your heart broken? Is it
yeah,
sort of...
Well, I've always been a much more competent songwriter when I'm longing for somebody that I can't have
yeah.
than I am when I'm sitting beside somebody. So, there is a definite correlation there. I think if I ever end up married and settling down with a woman, it's going to be absolutely detrimental to my career as a songwriter.
Yes. You're going to probably never be able to write a song again, right?
No, I'll probably have to take up a career and, I don't know, maybe I'll work in a bank or something.
So, like you say, your big influences are Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen.
I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits recently. Yeah.
But I was saying, with your lyrics, they're not, like, there's not much filler. You know what I mean by that? Like, your lyrics tend to be telling stories. It seems like you're very thought out with your lyrics all the way through.
Well, the way I see it, you've only got 3.5 minutes. There's no excuse for any filler in there.
What's your opinion of people like when they just repeat lyrics over and over again in the song? Do you think that's...
Well, I can't hold it against anybody because it seems to be working for a lot of people. I recently heard a song by what do you call the new girl group, the Little Mix. Recently heard a song by them on the radio where they had one verse and then the rest of the song was the chorus.
Just a touch of your love, that one.
Something like that. Yeah. It might have been Shout Out to My Ex.
Oh, yeah.
I just sort of thought, you know, that's not a bad chorus, but I think your devoted fans deserve at least two verses, you know.
Totally.
But that's just the way it goes now. You know, we've got a very, as a culture, we seem to have a very short attention span at the minute, so I can't blame anybody for playing to that.
But also, your type of music kind of lends itself to the lyrics... meaning because obviously sort of pop songs like Little Mix, because I think Little Mix are a great band and what they deliver is fantastic for the audience that they
exactly
do.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah,
you know, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to, so that's what I'm saying. You can't hold it against them. It's just a different way of doing things.
Yeah, you know. But your music is sort of more, you know, the slower style, the more connecting with the audience kind of style of music. Do you feel that kind of connection when you play live with the audience?
Well, every time you go into that situation when you're playing live in front of people, there's a good night depends on so many things. You know, the audience have to give you a chance and they have to have a certain amount of hospitality. And I've had a couple of gigs where you know, fans have you know, sung back the lyrics and it's great, you know, but then other gigs you can see why bands like Lawson and Little Mix in One Direction, you can see the audience wants a different thing from them, you know, so I'm not really sure. I think the type of music I'm playing, it's appealing to a smaller and smaller percentage of people who are going to live concerts at the minute, which is quite worrying.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just that it's not even that. I think there's sections for everyone, and I absolutely love to listen to the pop bangers, but then to also listen to music like yours.
Well, the problem is radio presenters. What defines a radio record at the minute is very you know, you were asking me about how some songs are just repeated lines over and over. A lot of radio presenters won't play your song unless your song has that
a hook, they call it, don't they?
A song can have a hook without repeating itself too
yes.
much. But it seems to be getting more and more along the lines of radio presenters don't have time for a storyteller.
Sure. Do you think, has it been like the gigging in London, that have you found that in comparison to Northern Ireland? Has it been like a different kind of vibe?
Well, the problem, it's the same vibe, but it's just bigger. You know, whenever I moved to London, I realised the competition is much more fierce. I think when I was Northern Ireland, I was a slightly bigger fish in a slightly smaller pond. Sure. You know, when I moved over here, you realise that everybody on the street seems to have a guitar and a load of songs, you know, so you really have to do something to stand out and make your point. It's when I first moved to London, I spent every night playing the open mic scene, you know, and you get a front row seat to every all the talent that London has to offer, and it's there's a lot of fierce competition out there, you know.
Do you think that's good? Do you enjoy having a lot of competition? Does it spur you on to sort of push yourself even harder?
Well, you definitely put yourself into context when you look at what everybody else is doing. You can certainly go back to wherever you're living and put yourself into context and try and work at what you're doing and try to make yourself stand out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, you were working on. Have you ever busked?
Yeah, a couple of times, not very often.
Because I saw that you spearheaded the Mayor of London's busking event.
Oh yeah, I don't know how the hell I got involved in that. You know, it was strange.
That's amazing though. Was it Sadiq Khan?
I was a judge. Are you talking about the? What exactly are you talking about? Because I did a couple of things for the London Mayor last year or two.
Oh, so you've been getting in with the London Mayor?
No, I haven't been getting in with him, but somehow. By some mistake, I ended up on the judging panel for the up and coming buskers in London.
That's incredible.
You see, you have to get a license to busk in London,
yeah.
Especially down in the tubes. So I don't know how, but I ended up on the judging panel for that. And what was the other thing?
No, that was it. That was what I was talking about. Yeah. So how was that? Was it good?
I mean, it was fine. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really feel qualified to tell anybody whether they were good enough to busk or not, you know. But I was on a judging panel, so I just did the best I could.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun, yeah.
I think it's good because London is taking, especially Sadiq Khan, the mayor, is putting a lot into the music industry and the entertainment industry because we sort of need that pump back into London. It's the heart of London.
Yeah, exactly.
And busking is as well.
I think it's good to kind of not let any old person busk as well. I mean, I think having a standard is pretty good because, I mean, like in Cambridge, where I'm from, there's an old dude that just has a saw and he smacks the saw with a nail and it literally no tune.
Yeah,
it's just him doing that for.
I know what you mean. I mean, I sort of feel the same way, but then I've sort of got this other side of it. Well, they're not trying to play in a bar and they're not.
True.
But I sort of feel like nobody really has the right to tell anybody else how to make a living.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I totally agree.
So it's a very tricky one. So I found it very difficult to say whether somebody was qualified to busk or not.
Yeah. I guess there's just so much that I think they needed to police it in a way because otherwise there would just be one person. They wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't get your voice heard because there'd be four people on the same bit of street and all that. So let's go back to the album to talk a bit more about Ashtray Black. What was it like creating this? Is it sort of your life and soul poured into it? How do you feel now you're getting it out?
Well, there's 11 songs on the album and the 11 songs actually come from probably. They were written over the last 10 years of my life. Before I signed a record deal and moved to London, I was releasing a lot of independent EPs back in Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I signed the record deal, I decided to, instead of writing a bunch of new songs, I decided to look over everything I'd released over the last decade and pick the best songs that I thought were available and try to make a coherent album out of them. So the album sort of reads like a diary of the last 10 years of my life.
Nice. Well, it feels like that, actually. And we're going to play another track from it in a minute, Hollywood Lights.
Hollywood
but before
Lights,
you go,
yeah.
We play a little game on this show.
Okay.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island, Pete Gardner. And on this desert island, I am sticking you with one song that you have to listen to on repeat for the rest of your life. That is the worst song you can imagine being stuck with on a desert island.
The worst song?
The worst. So it's like a desert island dick, the thing that you do not want to be listening to on a desert island. So, Pete Gardner, what would be your desert island dick?
Well, it's got to be something by that prick Justin Bieber, hasn't it? You know, I mean, that's inevitable. What was the only song he had?
The most recent big one was probably Sorry
Old Baby.
And this is so it's a song I have to listen to for the rest of my life on a desert island that I don't like.
Yeah, okay.
It's got to be whatever the latest Justin Bieber song, definitely.
Bit of Bieber. You're not a believer then, Pete?
No, I'm definitely not a believer.
Well, thank you so much for coming and to have a chat with us on Fubar Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to now play a little bit of Hollywood Lights, if you could introduce it for us.
Well, this is Pete Gardner with Fubar Radio with my latest single, Hollywood Lights. Thanks for having me, folks.
Cheers.
You know she says she's going to leave town right before she goes and gets herself a little more tied down. Another voice in your head said, baby, how come the pretty ones are always crazy? Cute smiles, well-spoken, broken hearts, and had their hearts broken with unsatisfied reflections. Pray messed up lives can change directions. They open doors, crack the windows, fly with absolute perfection. Yeah. Heartache fades away, got nothing to say. Crying down in corners doesn't take all day. So darling, you've got time to say. If I didn't have that second glass of wine, baby, I'd be driving, and I've got too many reasons to stay.
I've had some funny ones. Paul Clark, the Geeky Rat, said, a good old wank can keep the blood warm. Yeah, I guess it can, but I will say, I'll add to what he's saying, though. If you're out on the street, cup your balls, because there's a lot of warmth there for some reason. When it gets to extreme temperatures, like there's a bunch of Eskimos out there cupping their balls, looking at wifey like, ha ha.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. So go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Sheeran, Shape of You.
You smashed that.
Thank you so much.
You transformed into Eddie Sheeran just then.
Well, it's because I made it sound like I was good by singing really quietly over him to make it sound like his voice was mine.
Well, that's clever.
I know. I'm quite clever, actually.
Coy.
Coy, look at you. Iman's coming in the studio in a minute.
She is. She got a little bit lost, but now she's found.
She's found now. And then after that, we're going to be talking to Ryan from the Pigeon Detectives. Very, very exciting stuff.
Yes, indeed, about the new album.
Yes. New album. Have you listened to it?
I have. I've listened to a few tracks.
It's really good.
It is. They've gotten to a different kind of vibe.
Yes.
But people are loving it.
But we won't talk about that now, will we?
Not right now.
Not now.
Save that magic for later.
So that was Ed Sheeran there, who performed at the Brits last night, as we mentioned. We're doing a bit of a Brits. We're relating to the Brits today.
A Brit special.
Yeah, and you could say a Brit special. Now, the time is 5:04. It's now time for me to tell you that you need to be tweeting us at FUBAR Radio your last request, which has to be, ladies and gentlemen,
banger, not ballad.
We would like you to tweet us in at FUBAR Radio. What song would you like us to finish the show with? If you were at the Brits last night, or you went to some of the after parties and you're feeling pretty rank, perhaps we can play you a banger to pull you out of your rank mood.
What would you pick?
Today?
Yeah, today.
I actually would pick Skepta, That's Not Me.
Okay.
Literally, that was the first thing that came into my head then, featuring JME. That's Not Me, featuring JME.
Or just to get perky up a bit.
Yeah, I think that would rile me up a bit. What about you?
I'd pick something probably...
You'd probably pick some kind of ballad, wouldn't you? I hate my life, I'm ill, I've got a cold.
I don't know, I'd probably pick some Catfish and the Bottlemen or something like that.
That's not a banger. But is there a banger from Catfish and the Bottlemen?
What constitutes a banger?
Just something it's got to rev you up. So it's got to be the most revved up Catfish and the Bottlemen song.
Yeah.
Well, name a revved up Catfish and the Bottlemen song.
I would pick The Ride.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but...
It's a banger.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a little listen to it later and we can maybe go head to head if we don't like any of the suggestions that people send in.
I'm up for
that. But do send us it. Hashtag last request at FUBAR Radio or email rose at foobarradio.com. We're going to play a song now, I think. Have a little sing-song to a bit of Bruno Mars. Guess what?
What?
Bruno Mars also performed at the Brits last night.
He just loves it, doesn't he?
He loves it. He was really good, actually. He's got quite the set of hips.
He has snake hips, isn't he?
You just went to laugh, but you held back from laughing. You know that when you're on the radio, you're allowed to laugh.
Sorry.
No, it's also like you almost like you were like, shh, don't laugh into the camera. Mm-hmm. I mean, the microphone. No, shit.
Yeah. Snake hips.
He's got snake hips.
Yes, he's very small, isn't he? He's very small.
He's small. He is small. I like small men.
I'm not saying anything wrong with small men.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Yeah, you're quite tall, actually. I,
not around my crowd.
Oh, okay.
I'm small.
I'm 5'5"
The half counts, doesn't it?
The half really does count a lot. Last night I was wearing heels and everyone was like, whoa, where did you come from?
Yeah.
Because usually I'm just normal sized.
But then...
when I put big shoes on, I'm not anymore.
Big girl shoes.
Got my big girl shoes on. Right, let me play a bit of Bruno Mars. This is that's what I like. Is that what you like?
I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know.
Let's have a review of if this is what Nozza likes.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want. Just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds, all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. Promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky
for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time, but here I am.
Presents
Access All Areas.
Vladimir Putin invited you to a party.
I was in the arts club. This weird woman kept coming over and pestering me, saying, can I take a picture? She said, you know what? I am oldest friend of Putin. And she said, I've sent my picture to my boss. He's in love with you. The next one I knew, I had an invite to go. And it's true, because my Russian friend came in and knew her and said, oh my God, she's the oldest school friend of Putin.
What was she doing in the arts club?
Because she was waiting for a friend, Ella Krishna, who's another Russian.
Lizzie, it's crying out loud. Your life is
there
just
is no
ridiculous.
One I can't get.
Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quits. Forget that, boy, I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you. Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this done no more. Cause now I'm living so legit.
So legit.
Even though you broke my heart in two, baby. But I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Boy, read my lips, I'm over you. Over you.
to my ex, Little Mix.
I like that song.
They won Best British Something. Let me see.
Group.
No.
Band.
No.
Band.
They won Best Single for Shout Out to My Ex. And they went, Shout Out to My Ex, at the end of the speech. Interesting.
They're very
Zayn
interesting.
Malik.
Ooh, did it cut to him, or was he all like...
He was not there.
Oh.
No.
Oh, because you were texting him, because you texted him because he wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't there. Yeah. He wasn't there. Why have we not talked about Doris?
True.
Okay, so I've got a story about Doris. For those of you who don't know, you obviously haven't been outside. Storm Doris has been taking over the world today.
He's a bastard. She's a bastard, sorry.
I didn't really understand what it was until I walked outside. I was walking down the street, right? And I saw some boxes flailing around. You saw this, didn't you?
I read this.
And so I picked up the boxes because I thought in my head, I was like, sugar, if they fly into the road and hit a car, then that might cause a crash. So I was trying to be a good citizen. I was carrying lots of stuff. So, and the boxes were actually a lot bigger than I thought they were. So it was a bit uncomfortable. And I was walking along with the boxes carrying, and I realized there's not a bin in sight, not a bin in sight. Everyone's looking at me like I'm absolutely insane. Why have you just picked up an old box that used to have grated cheddar in it? No idea. So I was walking along with these, and then I just, whilst looking for a bin and having walked for these two boxes for about a mile in the middle of Hurricane Doris, a bin just blew past me in the middle of the road.
That's amazing.
Just down the centre of the road, like a real massive FU from the world of, you're looking for a bin and you're trying to save the world by picking stuff up from the floor. Here's a massive bin rolling down the street.
What's the lesson you've learned, though? Never try and help.
Never try and help is what I've learned.
Just let the boxes remain.
Bother.
Well, on the way here, on the train, we had to stop on the way here because some plastic had flown onto the wires. And they did this really weird thing where they turned the train off so the thing came down and they went underneath it. So, like, they all went into emergency mode and drove slowly underneath it.
Did you feel like there was going to be a zombie apocalypse?
Well, no, I just felt like... This is over the top for England. Why does wind affect us so much?
To be fair,
it's pathetic.
No, to be fair, I've seen people being physically blown off their feet.
Yeah.
That's not just windy. That's lifting up a person that's probably about 11 stone, 10 stone.
You saw that?
A normal person getting knocked off their feet, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't witness that. All I witnessed was...
I've seen bins going down the road.
I saw a man's hat blown onto the railway track and he got effing and jeffing over it. It's like...
I've actually had that happen and I just cried silently because I wasn't with anyone to share my pain. I didn't eff and jeff. I just thought, oh, God, I'm going to have to buy that again.
Was it a nice hat?
Yeah, I bought it again.
Oh, yeah.
Just from Topshop.
Oh.
Cheap as chips, mate. His was probably some kind of antique heirloom, or maybe it was a magic hat.
It was a trucker hat and it was Adidas and it was blue. And he was like really shouting, swearing at this guy, getting aggressive about it.
Shouting at a person?
A train guy.
What's it got to... Oh, I'm sitting down now, guys. The Brits has really taken it out of me. Oh, that's better. What do you mean? He was shouting at a train driver?
It's a shout.
What's the train driver got to do with Doris?
One of the guys working there, he's like, get my hat off the track now. And he's like... No, I can't just do that.
Imagine if it was like, yeah, okay, cool. Just everybody stop. I'm just going to just... Can you just tell that train to just not not drive
can
over
we
me?
Just, can we just not so we can get this hat, please?
Can we just cause further delays by not...
He was an idiot.
He is... Sounds like a bit of a silly sausage, to be honest.
He was. He was one of my least favourite people of
today. What other Doris things have been happening? Tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you want to tell us a story about Doris.
How is your Doris day?
Okay.
That kind of works.
Let me look at some tweets. So, Storm Doris arrives with winds up to 90 miles per hour. Now, I think that's a little bit more than a little bit of wind.
It's more than a gust.
I'm looking... Yeah. Storm Doris is literally blowing people off their feet in Merseyside. It's a man who is running... who, if you'd like to go to the ITV Granada Reports Twitter, they are showing a video of a man who's running ever so daintily down the road, like almost. Let me show you, Tom. almost like he's oh, it's got sound. I probably shouldn't do that. But anyway, go and check it out, because he's running ever so daintily and he literally just gets lifted and dragged like he's being taken by a ghost.
I don't feel we've got that wind here though. It's not as bad here as it is seeing that, surely. No,
because
that is nuts.
No, it's definitely London is not experiencing it too much. Right, we're going to play some music now, and okay. I think this music can go out to Doris.
Mm-hmm.
Because Skepta needs to tell her something.
Yeah, fuck you, Doris.
Actually, similar, but no, shut down. Okay. Shut down, Doris.
Shut down, Doris Day.
Shut down, Doris Day.
This man's never been in marquee when it's shut down, eh?
Doris.
Trust me, daddy.
When it's shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down. Yeah, take time if a man wanna try me. No time. Usain Bolt, when I run up on stage, I pick up the mic and it's reload time. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe Grind. After the show, I'll be rolling mine. Don't care about the no smoking sign. They tried to steal my vision. This ain't a culture, it's my religion. God knows I don't wanna go prison. But if a man wanna try me, trust me, listen. Me and my G's ain't scared of police. We don't listen to no politician. Everybody on the same mission, and we don't care about your ism and schisms. Cause it's shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, you better know when it's shut down. Yeah. You wanna act like a G for the camera? You say you're Muslim, you say you're Rasta. Say you don't eat pork, don't eat pussy. Liar, you're just an actor. Blood, you're not on your dean. And if Selassie I saw you, he would say blood. Take off the red, gold and green. Them man are soft just like ice cream. Scene, start moving correctly. If you don't wanna upset me, you get me. You tryna show me your friendly? I told you before, the shit don't impress me. Just, I better make you respect me when you see the man them are selling out Wembley. Roll deep in a blacked out Bentley, pull up outside like what one sexy. Yeah, and it's shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down.
Bunch of young men all dressed in black dancing extremely aggressively on stage. It made me feel so intimidated, and it's just not what I expect to see on primetime TV.
I'm in a different class. When I get through, I'ma bring my dogs. 2x2, man, I walk on the arc. Sitting at the front just like Rosa Parks. Trust me, you don't wanna see me get dark. Upset cause man, I wait up right now and the shit happened all so fast. I was in Paris, shut down Lark. New York, shut down Central Park. Talk about London, you're Frisco, where should I start? Walked in back 10, 16 bars and each and every one of them came from the heart. None of my lyrics are stolen. Going in, that's my slogan. Wanna know how I did it with no label, no A-list songs and I told them. Blood at the shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, you better know and it's shut down. Yeah, at the shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show, sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, you better know and it's shut down.
Link up,
daddy. Fubar Radio, right. We are
back. Yo, tomorrow
back.
I'm gonna come scoop you, eh? We'll go to business.
Yeah, for sure. All
right. For sure.
I know.
Skepta, shut down. Performed that last night at the Brits, didn't he? Iman joins us in the studio.
Hello.
Welcome.
Looking very sassy.
Ooh.
How you doing?
No, I'm really good. The weather...
How's Hurricane Doris treating you?
Listen, it totally restyled me.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. You look like, pow, you look like you just...
I feel like I've just been, you know, like I've gone through a few hedges. Look at my hair. It's just...
No, that's what I'm saying. You look fierce. It looks good. I had the same situation. It was like going through a washing machine on the way here.
Yeah.
But like a dry one. A dry wash. Like a dry wash.
Right.
I can't relate to it. I just...
Because you don't have as much hair as us, that's
why. No, I was wearing a little hat and just hating life. Shuffling down the road, yeah.
He's not very well, so he's in a mood.
But I'm angling myself away from you, so you're not... I'm not being rude.
No.
He is quite rude. So,
I can handle it.
Your new single, Wishing.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little chat about that in a minute. But the Brits was last night.
Mm.
Ed Sheeran was performing. We just played him actually a minute ago. You've been in the studio with him, right?
Yeah, we had a writing session. Wrote two songs. Top man.
Nice. And did you? How was he? Was it? Because I've heard. This is what I've heard. He is the nicest man in the music industry. This is what everyone tells me.
No, joking.
Oh,
no.
My God, imagine we're going to get this, like, nasty story.
No. He's just really cool. Down
is he? He's just really nice.
He's very humble, an absolute gent.
That's what I've heard. This is what I've heard.
I'm glad.
Everyone says that he's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yes, I think. Is it a ginger thing, Tom?
I don't know.
Is it Tom?
He's a
dick, so I don't think it is a ginger thing.
I think it's a ginger thing. Just the warm hair and the warm personalities.
Where is your warm personality?
It is somewhere.
Doris knocked it out of him.
Yeah. No, maybe Doris will knock it back into him, hopefully. Do you enjoy working with other artists and doing writing sessions and stuff?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I always learn something. It's always a different kind of way of writing songs, something you can take from. So, yes, I do.
And how is the transition between writing for other people and then for yourself?
I don't actually ever feel like I was ever, like, a songwriter exclusively. A few of my songs got cut for other people because they were literally songs I just didn't want. I didn't feel they were right for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they were up for adoption.
luckily, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, luckily, a few other artists heard it, God knows how, took it. Thank you.
Yeah. Wicked. And you had a little tour with Rudimental as well.
Little tour, just when they were starting off, did like Hackney Weekend, Radio 1, Jules Holland, Isle of Wight. It was wicked. It was like the first time I'd gone on been on a festival. And I actually made this promise with myself that I would, I don't know why I was so strict with myself, but I always said, I will never go to a festival until I'm performing at one. I don't know why I did that, but turns out, my first ever festival was on stage with them.
And amazing.
I just remember walking off the stage and I was absolutely high, and high for days after.
Did you get to go and explore the festival and actually get all filthy and enjoy it? Or was that it and you go back?
Go back. No, walked around backstage. Actually quite boring backstage, not going to lie. Like, when you're not backstage, you're like, I wonder what's going on backstage. But trust me, nothing is going on backstage.
Nothing. Literally nothing. This is what I was saying about the Brits last night. I didn't go to the Brits, but I went to the after parties. But it's just like a normal party.
Yeah.
It's just a party and there are also famous people there.
Yeah,
free booze though in London. It's not like
that's it. True, that's the true, that's true. Thing.
So how did you find it? Like the after parties?
Fun, tiring, but fun.
Yeah.
Lot of cabs around.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, no, it wasn't for me. Like, other people I was with were exciting people, so I was just walking around with them.
Mm. I didn't go.
No, you weren't invited, babe. Yeah. So let's talk a bit about your latest single, Wishing.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about it. It's very upbeat. It's mixed by Brett Shaw.
Yeah.
And it's quite dancey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you always plan to go on that vibe?
I think I'm the type of artist where I'm never going to write the same song twice. So my previous song was Naive, a bit ballady, Massive Attack kind of vibes. But I'm just not going to write the same song twice. So the next one, Wishing, produced by a guy called Robert Rizzigi, who's based in New York. As soon as he heard the top line, it was just very clear where he wanted to take it. And I was fully on board. We had lots of fun. We felt like this really injected with a bit of UK kind of house.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was on purpose. It's more so like when you're in the studio, you're just feeling that creative vibe. You're letting it flow through you, and you just go with it. I don't really like to go with yeah, but we can't because you know it's not in line with X, Y, and Z. Just go with it. That's kind of like how I roll.
I think that's the way most tracks. I mean, a perfect example is Ed's track that he Shape of You, which he originally wrote thinking of Rihanna and was going to give it to Rihanna. Okay. Which, when you hear it, you can hear that in it because it's like her kind of vibe. But he was vibing it, so he took it and he went with it and he did it himself. I think that's the key to being a musician. You just sort of have to have that creative license to be able to go wherever you want with
it. Yeah, and I feel like it takes a while for you to kind of like develop that intuitive, instinctive kind of feel for, okay, is this right? Is it in alignment with who I am and where I'm at? And just go with it. Have fun with it.
Ooh, I like these sayings. Just go with it. Have
you know
fun
what I mean?
With it.
Hashtag have fun with it. Hashtag go with it.
Hashtag go.
What else?
Hashtag Iman.
Oh.
Fucking smashing it with the sayings.
Ooh.
Loving it. So tell us, you're on, you've just done Sofa Sounds.
Yeah, I did Sofa Sounds in Bristol last night and I performed and sung guitar for the first time to an audience.
Nice.
And how did it go?
And I fucked up once. Just once. But it was okay because the Bristolians are all right with that.
It's totally fine. I fucked up like four times on the show already. Put his mic up earlier.
And that was a personal
That's my
attack.
Actual job. That's my job, is to put his mic up.
Tom.
It's not me.
I don't like sharing with him.
You know, she's very selfish.
I like the sound of my own voice, not his.
It is a good radio voice, not gonna lie.
Thanks, babe.
I was in the other room thinking, damn, this girl, like, she's fierce.
Thanks,
like,
babes. Well, same to you. Tell us more about So Far Sounds. Was it a lot of fun? Well, actually, Tom, you had quite a good question that I'm not going to steal.
Quite a good question.
I was going to steal it then, and I thought he'll be annoyed at me if I steal it.
It's your time, Tom.
Thank you. I was going to say, ask you, like, turning a song that's a bit dancey into a more chilled out acoustic vibe, do you enjoy that process?
Yes. So when I write songs, unless it sounds super duper dope, just vocal and keys or vocal and guitar, I do not move on to the production stage because I'm just not going to polish a turd with lots of production. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many songs out there where it's like you just crap it over with like lots of production and drums. But when you strip it away, it's a shit song.
Yeah.
And I'm like the type of girl whereby I want to be known as being an artist, whereby if you was to strip all the production away from her songs, you are left with quality, timeless songs. In my humble opinion, I love my songs. Other people may disagree.
No, I love your songs.
Oh, thanks, babe.
But also, it's good that you have that passion behind you, that you're constantly striving to make music that you feel is artistically correct.
Yeah, like, it's the only reason I'm doing this, to be honest.
Exactly. Why would you not do that?
Are you going to be getting back in the directing game? Because you directed the last video, Naive, didn't you?
I'm an independent artist, so I need to have as many strings to my bow as possible. I did thoroughly enjoy it. So I directed and co-edited my last music video, which was Naive, and it's on YouTube.
Go and check it out.
Go check it out.
Tom is also a director. That's probably why he asked that question.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Segue into the fact that he does it too.
I wasn't going to say that, so I was just going to leave that in the air.
Awkward segue, Tom. Well done. You're also going to be playing a few more gigs coming up. You've got a couple in March and one in April. Pop Review, Raw and College Arts, all in London.
Yeah.
So we can come check you out.
Got another one in London as well. So Far Sounds have asked me to come back.
Oh.
Woo-hoo. I love So Far Sounds. They're like one of the very few platforms in London that provide an excellent showcase for artists to come and share their whole kind of ethos. And the reason that they're so popular is they have a waiting list to actually get into their shows. It's always packed.
Yeah, and that's so clever the way they do that, because you don't know who you're seeing, do you, before you go? Yeah.
And it's all about the fact that you have to be quiet and you have to listen to the artist. Like, that is it. Like, you have to be quiet. None of this standing at the bar chatting over someone's set. It's like, silence, you're here to listen to the artist, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I think that's really good, and it's also a massive niche that they have cornered and smashed.
Yeah, it's like worldwide now, isn't it? Yeah. So far LA, so far New York.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And it also is a really good way of putting people in a room with an artist they might not have put themselves in the room with.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the type of audience that so far, like last night, I think maybe the oldest person I saw in there, maybe they were in their 60s. And then you've got the young guys that are coming down from uni in their teens. It's just a very, very safe, cool, nurturing environment to play your music in, and really, really good set. I'm a massive fan of them.
And the Bristolians loved you.
I hope they did. They said they did.
Well, I'm sure. I don't think Bristolians are liars.
Yeah, they're pretty real.
I think they're pretty real.
Yeah, they're pretty real.
So what's up next? Are you going to be really... I know this is an annoying question for musicians, but we want to know what's coming up next. I know this single's only just dropped, but are you in the studio?
Yeah, I am in the studio. I'm always in the studio. Throughout 2017, I'll be self-releasing singles alongside music videos. Tom, help
me out. I'll give you my card.
Directors, making connections.
Making connections.
Maybe I can come and be a backing dancer.
No.
She likes me. She likes me.
We wanted to be good.
She likes me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Backing dancer.
I like her.
Okay.
She likes me.
I'll be released. So basically, I'm just working on Wishing right now, just building up the traction for it. It's had a really good response. I just got word that it's in the top 20 of some type of chart. I think the urban music chart. I don't know.
Amazing.
What that means, but I'm really it's happy
big.
About it.
On Spotify.
Being in the top 20 of anything.
On Spotify.
No, something else. There's so, like...
There's so many charts.
Yeah, like, as an independent artist, you actually start to really understand all the different components that go into releasing one song and how many charts there are that you've got to hit. Like, my God.
100%. It's mad. It's mad
it's
ting.
Madness.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to have a listen to the track in a minute, but first, we're going to play a bit of...
Desert Island Dicks.
Shit.
In this game... Iman, I'm sending you to a desert island. On this desert island, I'm getting you stuck with a song that is the worst song you could ever imagine being stuck on a desert island with. It's on repeat. You can never stop it. You can never stop hearing it. So, Iman, what would be your desert island dick?
The one that comes to mind... What's that Mr. Blobby song?
How does that go? Noel Edmonds.
Like Mr. Blobby, Mr... Oh, no.
I used to love Mr. Blobby when I was little.
I love Mr. Blobby.
When I was little, I used to love him. I don't know why.
Noel Edmonds Funhouse or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That does come to mind.
Okay, I think there's another one that's in your mind that you don't want to say.
No, there is, but I just can't think of one. Are you able to kind of like throw some names out at me and I can just be like, that one? Are you able to help me out like that?
Yeah, okay. So what genre?
Just... any
Crazy Frog's a good a big choice.
I think I could take that.
Yeah,
I think I
you
could
can take.
I think I could take.
You
that.
Could take it.
As in, you could happily listen to it for eternity.
Oh my god!
Yes, that
wow.
is.
Tom, give some suggestions.
Because I feel like there's worse ones.
What about?
Oh god, maybe it's a Christmas song.
Ooh.
But which one?
Christmas every day, because it would also be playing every day.
Do you know what? You can have the best Christmas album, best of. You can have that. You can take it all with you.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think
special
little
for
drummer
you.
Boy. Would
yeah,
be, that's
that'd
hot.
Be horrible. Yeah. That would be horrible. Right, should we have a listen to Wishing?
Go on then.
Do you want to introduce it for us, babes?
All right then. Okay, this is my single called Wishing. I hope you like.
Woo! Thank you very much for joining us on FUBAR Radio.
Cheers.
Standing in the middle, and baby, you are all that I want. I've been keeping it together, and I know, baby, it's all up front. And I've been wishing and wondering, wishing and wondering, that someday we'll meet in the middle, and I'll be all that you want.
I got a feeling that
You're locked into Fubar Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, and I'm joined by Post Malone.
Hi.
Welcome to the United Kingdom.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's not your first time at the radio slash in the United Kingdom. You came here last year and you sold out.
Yes, ma'am.
Brixton.
Yes, ma'am.
How did it go? Tell me all about that gig.
It was super lit. You know, I got a couple beers in me and I just stepped
like
on
right
stage.
Now?
Yeah, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? This is the good stuff. Thank you for supplying.
Cheers.
Yeah, but you know, I love coming here. My manager's from Brixton in it. So, you know, we just, every time I come here, you got to go to Wetherspoons and turn up.
So you like Wetherspoons, do you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's your favorite thing to drink at Wetherspoons?
A Bud Light. I mean, if they got it. If they don't got it, I'll take a pint of cider just out to the dome. Yeah, the first time I went to Wetherspoons, I was in Wolverhampton. It was like the first time I bought my first like legal beer. It was awesome.
Oh, really? Your first legal beer was in a Wetherspoons?
Yeah.
That is really fantastic. Yeah. I'm so sorry that that was your first.
No, listen, I love it. It's emblazoned in my mind that it's just a beautiful place with beautiful, beautiful English folk all around.
Yeah, so you've kind of got like a deep connection with Wetherspoons now.
Wetherspoons is actually my life.
Yeah. Was it inspiration for the album?
Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote it all at a Wetherspoons.
Have you eaten at a Wetherspoons?
No, I've never eaten there.
Okay.
Just drank.
Okay. Try eating there.
And then what? It'll change everything.
We'll see. So let's talk a bit about Stony.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just gone gold.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Cool. Thank you so much.
How are you feeling about that?
Great. I feel fantastic.
You're one of those artists that has come on the scene. This is, your album is, number one, it's gone gold, and you're the top three streaming artists in the US.
I didn't even know that.
That is insane. You learned that here, right now.
I got lucky. Yeah, here it is. Here I am.
How does it make you feel to be so young and so, well, obviously you're already talented, so you knew that already, but how does
Thank
it
you.
Feel to be so young achieving such huge goals?
It feels really good. I'll tell you what, it feels really good. I never expected to do anything cool with my life. I was planning on working at Chicken Express, but you know, here I am.
Legit.
Yeah, I think so too. Free chicken for life. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a joke either. It's delicious. But it's super cool. And you know, it's super dope to prove people wrong, because a lot of people wanted to talk shit about me and hate on me. But you know, now I am in men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So it's
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about the Wetherspoons thing. I just can't move on from that.
Well, let's go.
Should we go for a quick pint in the Wetherspoons?
Have a pint, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So talk to me about Congratulations, which you just dropped the video. It's already reached like 30 million views.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely smashing it. I love the video as well. But touching on what we just spoke about, it's kind of, that is the song where you're like, none of you thought I would do this, but
exactly.
Here I am. You're all saying congratulations now.
Exactly. You didn't say that a long time ago. But now you're going to say it because you're trying to kiss my ass, but I see through you. But turn up. Have fun.
do those people come back to you a lot right now and sort of going, hey,
yeah,
we're mates. Do you remember me?
Yeah, people from home. A lot of people, you know, people that picked on me for being way too handsome.
You come over to England and I'll show you why
so
you should
have
picked.
You're a real proper beat down in it.
I will beat you down.
You ain't safe on this bitch, yeah?
No. Definitely not. So what was it like? I've really wanted to ask you this for a long time. What was it like getting in the studio with Kanye?
Nerve-wracking. It's terrifying because you don't know if he's going to like you. I knew he liked my music, but I didn't know because I'm like kind of a weirdo. So I didn't know if he was going to like me. But then we got in there. We had a drink or two, and then we just chilled and recorded. And it was a lot of fun.
You had a vibe.
A vibe. He showed me some new shoes.
Oh,
they're already out now, but yeah, back then they weren't.
You knew before everyone else.
Yeah, I already knew. I already knew what was coming out.
You had that VIP information.
I had that VIP. I had the insider scoop.
You've worked with actually a lot of incredible artists. Is there anyone else out there that you're sort of looking to hook up with? Any UK artists, perhaps? Are you into grime? Do you like in the grime scene we've got
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, hell yeah. My manager puts me on a bunch of stuff. I love 6ix7ine. I love Giggs, Stormzy.
Yeah.
Section Boys, JME. There's a lot of super cool shit coming out.
Maybe you could do a huge collaboration song with
Let's just
loads.
Do the biggest 30-minute song ever.
Yeah. Just some tasty, heavy loads of all of the grime artists in the UK.
Yeah, hell
right
yeah.
Now.
I want to do some garage.
I think if that happens, I should take a cut of it because I've just thought of that idea.
Well, if you bring, you could be the DJ Khaled of the whole
situation. Can I?
Yeah, and just you have to talk some shit at the beginning of the song.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. I could actually do that.
Let's go.
I'm really good at talking shit.
Let's go. I can tell.
Okay, cool. just give me 10 minutes. So what are you doing? I know you're only here for the day.
Yes, ma'am.
But what are you doing for the rest of your time in the UK? You're going to go and have a bit of a fun party tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out with some people, you know, DJs and stuff.
Are you going to be chatting about the album?
Yeah, just, you know, shooting the shit and having some drinks and then, you know, having some more
drinks.
Seeing
what happens.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what's going to happen in the in the UK.
And it's the end. You finished off your tour last night.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you got any good stories? Did anything naughty happen? Did you fall off stage? Did you trip over?
Oh, yeah. I fell off it. I think it was Poland. I busted ass like 3 times
because
the stage was so wet. It was actually Sweden. It was Stockholm. That's Sweden, right?
Yeah.
I busted ass 3 times in a row.
Ow.
I fucked up my ankle, but it's better now.
Do you feel okay now?
Yeah, I feel better.
You look very dapper today. The suit is on fleek.
Thank you so much. I tied my own tie today.
Did you?
Yes, I certainly did.
I don't know how people know how to do that.
I think it's a nice half Windsor. Oh, it's a YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, but I did it.
It's useful, that YouTube thing, isn't it?
Yeah, hell yeah. I just figured out about it and I love it. Can't get off.
So you've got like a look to you, and personally I think you dress fresh to death.
Well,
you look amazing. Do you think fashion is a big part of you and, yeah, and your career?
Yeah, I think fashion is important. I think individual fashion is important because, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, they'll just wear whatever's cool, but it's important to like make it your own, you know, just be yourself and like turn up in your own way so other people can copy you instead of you copying someone else, you know?
Like they're all doing with you now, all those bullies.
Yeah, all you bullies now. Everybody's picking on me for wearing these things, these little middle school hoe chokers.
Oh my God, but I love a hoe choker.
Yeah, yeah, but now I see a lot of people wearing them.
Yeah, because they're copying you.
And copying me. Like, give me some prop.
God, guys. Also, really important question. Do you plait your own plait?
Do I braid my own hair? No, hell no.
No.
I can do like these.
The front ones?
No, like the back ones.
Okay.
But I can't
do
the
tight
anything.
Ones you can't do.
Nah.
I was going to ask you to teach me because I've never been
it's
able to do
it. It's pretty easy. It's like making a friendship bracelet.
Have
you ever made
that.
A friendship
yeah, yeah.
bracelet? It's just like that, but with hair.
That's what we should have done in this interview. We should have just made friendship bracelets for each other.
You know what? That's a good idea. We can just do a series where we just make friendship bracelets with like a lot of rappers.
Oh my God, and we can just talk about life and stuff and make friendship bracelets. Okay, yeah. See that in a year because we'll be making that on television.
Well, don't tell them what it is because it's a secret as of now.
Don't tell anyone.
Because they're going to, you know, someone else is going to steal that.
So when are you going to come back to the UK and have fun with us?
Hopefully soon. I love it here. I'm going to Rome tomorrow.
You're going on a little holiday, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm having a little bro trip with all my boys from tour.
Aww.
But after that, you know, I go to LA and then Australia. But after Australia, I'm trying to come back here.
Are you going to be jumping back into the studio, or are you going to leave it for a little bit? Because you've just sort of smashed it by making a gold album and being number 3 Spotify streamed in the whole of the United States. But of course, I'm asking you when you're making new music.
No, I'm already working on a new album. It's called Beer Bungs and Bentleys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it should come out a little before the middle of this year. A little before the middle of this year.
A little before the middle.
A little
that
before
that should be some a sort of lyric in the song. Again, if that goes in, I will need
okay,
to take
probably,
a cut
from it. 5%.
That's fine.
Pub.
5 is honestly 5%.
We can work it out here. We're here at the Universal Building, so we could
just take me to Witherspoon's and buy me dinner, and that'll be fine.
Okay, cool. This is perfect.
Okay, safe.
So you like dinner from Witherspoon's?
Oh yeah, I like it.
Really.
Just like,
oh, okay. I thought you were talking shit.
Well, no, I am a little bit. It's shit.
But it's still good.
But it's really, really good.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Like, so, so good.
Cool.
I haven't talked to you about the Justin Bieber tour.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a bit about, you. So obviously you make very different music to Justin.
Right.
But I feel like genres don't really exist anymore and everything's sort of interweaving and interloping into each other. Oh, profound.
Got him.
How was the tour? And did you feel like you loved Justin's, did you love Justin's music before you went on tour
yeah.
with him?
He's snapping.
Yeah.
All the new shit is crazy. Super dope, super sick, super sweet guy. I really grew on that tour, became a better performer and, you know, a better person.
And he's been doing it for time, so.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Super crazy. Before we go, I play a little game on my show.
Okay.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
And in this game, I send you, Post Malone, to a desert island on your own.
In real life?
In real life. Well, no, in your mind.
Oh, okay.
In our minds, but think of it like it's real life.
Okay.
And on this desert island, you are going to be listening to the worst song you can ever imagine being stuck with on the desert island for the rest of your life, over and over again. Never stops, never ends, never finishes. So Post Malone, what would be your desert island dick?
There's a lot of shitty songs.
There is.
I know exactly what song it is. It's Abracadabra. I don't know who sings it.
Abracadabra.
I want to reach out and grab ya.
Super
That's
creepy.
That's the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Is it because you'd be slightly scared listening to it on this desert island? Like, I'm going to reach out and grab ya.
No, I mean, it's just, I just... It makes me cringe listening to it.
Yeah, it's super creepy, like, cringy.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
You can take that to that desert island. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
That's a very, very good, very, very, very
thank
good
you.
Suggestion.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us at Fubar Radio.
Me.
Post Malone, it's been a huge pleasure. Please come back to the UK and see us.
I'd love to. Let's go.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
TV, sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
They was never friendly. Yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bad bitches, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lattice to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eyes. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient, hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it. Everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation, yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Never old, been framed. Big rings, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes. Get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle. Top hunch on post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Huncho Houdini is gone.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
Congratulations, what a total babe. I had so much fun interviewing him. Congratulations to him also for being number three streamed person on Spotify in the whole of the United States,
that
behind Justin
crazy.
Bieber and The Weeknd. Pretty amazing. Right, we are coming up to the end of the show, and we are going to be finishing the show today with something that I feel is very appropriate because, drum roll please, it's been 20 years since Jerry Halliwell wore the Union Jack dress at the Brit Awards. So we're going to play Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life.
Okay.
What do you think about the Spice Girls?
I think that they were one of the first major girl groups of our time.
Right, well, I hope you enjoy this.
Oh, I will.
We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you saying bye?
Bye-ya.
Bye-ya.
Bye-ya. From me. Spice up your life.
Spice up your life.
Spice up your fucking life, man.